Frigid. Frigid Monday. Hope you're staying warm. Emmanuel Barbari on the fan. In for C-Mac through the overnight. 888-808-1019. Got the breaking news. Sean Manaea back with the Mets. All good there. And I know John Mayer has got to be feeling every temptation. Every single temptation to blow this all up. You even see the shots of him upstairs. He has every temptation right now to blow this all up. And yet again, turn over another regime, right? And why not 10 straight losses? You're looking at 2-13. Another hapless effort. Every temptation to blow it up. But if I'm John Mara, and it's not easy to go the opposite way here in this market with these demands, with this storied franchise. But if I'm John Mara, I wake up. If he wants stability, if he wants to start regaining respectability in some way, shape, or form, if I'm John Mara, I wake up and I put an end to all of this mindless conversation. Shane Daboll, will they stay? Will they go? I wake up today. One night to sleep on it. Wake up today, put an end to it. They're back next year and start regaining your respectability. Start figuring out how you're solving the problem of having no quarterback play. Going on a decade plus of not having any sort of competent offensive line. I start solving that and put an end to the nonsense of this conversation. How long are we going to talk about it? 888-808-1019. The longer you wait, you're going to blow it up. It's inevitable. If you wait until the end of the season, and what are you looking at? 12 straight losses? You're looking at a 2-15 season? Number one overall pick? Of course you're going to move on from both Shane and Daboll. That's a reality. There's more pressure. It mounts, the narrative grows, you're going to blow it up. And we know part of John Mara, he wants to run this back. He doesn't want to be unstable. He doesn't want to be the Jets where they're going through head coaches and GMs every couple of years. Every time you blink, there's a new head coach or GM in town. He doesn't want to do that. And I know it's not easy to run it back when there's such a lack of enthusiasm and such vile. I mean, what we're watching, there's no substance there. So it's not easy to go the opposite way and say, I'm not blowing it up. But John Mara can easily put an end to all this crazy talk. Should they stay? Should they go? What's the direction of the Giants? Just wake up this morning and announce that they're back. 888-808-1019. And in doing that, you don't have to do this publicly, by the way. You do the announcement publicly that they'll both be back next year. Give them that security to start thinking ahead if they don't have it already. If there's any doubt creeping into their minds, give them that security of, look, you're charting the future of this organization. You're going to pick your quarterback. But internally, it doesn't have to be public. You're John Mara. You go to Shane and Daboll. And you say, look, I messed up. This is my doing. I saw something in Daniel Jones, whatever that was, and I was supportive of doubling down on Daniel Jones, re-upping him, extending him for legitimate quarterback money. And that has affected every single move. Think about it. Every single thing that has happened since that extension, it's a domino effect. It's led the Giants to this point. Every decision that's been made is a result of the initial doubling down on Daniel Jones. That's John Mara's fault. Whatever he saw, and you can't imagine what he saw, you go internally to Shane and Daboll and say, this is my fault. Look inward. Take that thumb, point it into your chest and say, this is on me. You guys now have the opportunity that's eluded you, granted. But now you have it. Go and chart your own course. Go and draft your own quarterback. But the other demand, while John Mara, I think you should wake up, put an end to all this, announce they're coming back. Even with the depths they've fallen into, they have no quarterback play. They have no offensive line play. with no offense, he can't expect Brian Daboll to do anything. But with announcing they're back, with going and admitting you're wrong and starting a healthy accountability within this organization from the top down, let's get that going again. With all of that, you make a demand. All right, you guys are coming back. Go draft your quarterback. If it's there, weak quarterback class, but if you believe that quarterback is there, go and get him. It's your guy. Now he's tied to you and your regime. This is your guy. But my demand, you're going to go out and get a veteran, competent, respectable, winning quarterback. You're going to make amends for last offseason. Go pony up money, bring in a Russell Wilson, and bridge the gap. That is a must. And that's coming from the top down. That's coming from John Mara this time. That's how you start regaining respect. You don't turn over a regime every couple of years. You go and you double down despite the disaster this season is. We know there's no talent out there from a quarterback perspective. There's not an NFL quarterback on this roster. Fact. Announce the regime is staying in place. Internally, admit, look, my fault. I, John Mara, my fault. Daniel Jones is re-upped. Whatever I saw, I supported this. My fault. You guys go get your guy, but we're not going to rely on that. We're not going to be left bare. We're going to compete next year. If our defense, like the Giants were in the first 5-6 weeks of the season, if our defense is going to remotely keep us in games, we're going to compete and win those games with somebody who knows what they're doing under center. So go get a Russell Wilson. Winning pedigree. Veteran. He could teach a new guy if you bring in that new guy, or just bridge the gap to whoever that is. That is a must. That's a demand. Non-negotiable this time. But most importantly, on top of the demand, on top of the accountability, I'm John Mara. Every temptation, story franchise. The Giants are not used to, well, they become used to losing, but not this depth. This town, this market, 10 straight losses, disaster of a season, putrid season. Every temptation with a few years of this regime, blow it up. No, I'm John Mara. I wake up and I put an end to the chatter before it becomes inevitable. If you wait a couple of weeks, it's inevitable where you're going. You announce both are coming back and you start those internal conversations and you make those internal demands on how you're going to start becoming the New York Giants once again. 888-808-1019. From the top down, accountability needs to begin. And whether Shedeur Sanders is the guy or not, if you afford Daboll and Chain the opportunity to identify their guy, whether Shedeur Sanders is the guy or not, it's beside the point. You give them the opportunity to do what you always knew they could do. You believe in them enough where you haven't fired them yet amid a 10-game losing streak. You give them the ability to identify their guy, Shedeur Sanders or not, and you demand, look, we're competing next year. We're not bringing in this new guy raw. Go get a veteran quarterback. Go make amends for last year. Go get a Russell Wilson. Compete no matter what, and set up for the future. That's a way more effective solution than the question mark of, who are you bringing in? You fire Shane and Daboll, placate everybody now. What does that do? Where are you going? Where's the competence and stability and respectability? It's nowhere to be found. We may feel good for a day. It lasts like 24, 48 hours. Then it's like, where are we going? So if I'm John Mara, I wake up and I put an end to all this right now and run it back. 888-808-1019. Eddie is in Hackensack. Eddie, you're on the Fan.
Man, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. Daboll's got to go.
Why is that?
All right, let's run it back. All right, when you get offered the job to be the coach of the Giants, and they say, would you like to be the coach of the Giants? You'll say, yeah, sure. Well, let's say Daniel Jones is your quarterback. You say, sure. Everyone would say, okay. You would say okay, I would say okay.
Right.
Everyone wants that job. All right. So they take him on. And then, you know, you say that Mara supported the choice for Daniel Jones, but if those guys have anything going on, they say, no, that's not the guy. He is definitely not the guy. And you start it over then. You don't start it over now.
Well, because Eddie,
right now, what
Eddie,
you did, hold on.
I'll let you make your point, Eddie. So I'll let you make your point. That's revisionist history here because they extended Daniel Jones after he won a playoff game. So you wanted him.
One.
They wanted him. John Mara wanted him. And John Mara can admit, hey, look, that was my mistake. I supported that. It was wrong. But that's not on Shane and Dable. And you wanted it too.
Did Mara say that?
Did Mara say what?
Did he come out and say the reason why Dable had Daniel Jones is because I wanted him there?
It's his team. He's the owner.
Yeah, but he's not a meddling owner.
Yes, he is. He clearly is with what we've learned this year.
No, you learn that from the Jets more than the Giants. But let me get back to my point where when you went to hire Dable, why did you hire Dable? Answer me that.
He's an offensive mind who can mentor a quarterback like a Daniel Jones. Clearly, Daniel Jones wasn't the guy.
That's the fiction, okay? That guy, you don't mentor Superman, okay? And Allen is so much more successful since that guy left.
Well, you don't know that it's a fiction. Eddie, you don't know that that's a fiction because Daniel Jones is not an NFL quarterback and nobody on this Giants roster is an NFL quarterback. So why don't you give Brian Dable somebody who's competent and see what he could do? He took incompetence to a playoff game. So you know for a fact that Brian Dable, who did work with Josh Allen and get great things out of Josh Allen, I understand Josh Allen has reached great heights now. That has nothing to do with Dable because Dable's been the Giants coach for 3 years now. Let's not go into the Bills and what Josh Allen is doing now. If you could get a competent quarterback in here now, somebody who knows what they're doing, a veteran-like quarterback, you're telling me Brian Dable can't coach that guy to some level of respect, success? You're telling me that can't happen?
Listen, the Giants just don't stink at quarterback. Okay, they allow a lot of points. And today is no marker because anyone who would take the Giants today, as many draft slots as they would have dropped in the pick, it just makes no good business decision. And my friend, and to that point, the NFL needs to take the bottom six losing teams and put them in a little shake around lottery because, you know, guaranteeing the first pick and just tanking some teams so you know you're going to get, you know, Arch Manning, let's say, in 2 years, that's not a fair way to do business.
Well, that's an entirely different conversation.
That's not good entertainment, and we paid for our tickets. We want to see real competitive games, and by no means, if they had won today, that would have been the craziest thing they could have done.
You're saying they didn't try to win today? You're saying they're tanking the season?
Without a doubt, the players tried to win. But in a business standpoint, you don't want to win that game.
Yeah, well, business standpoint, but you're making it out like, oh, the hardworking ticket-buying customer, I appreciate the call, Eddie, has to watch this team not compete to win. That's the point you were trying to make. And the Giants were trying to win that game. They can't win that game. They don't have an NFL quarterback on the roster. They could build a respectable offensive line on paper, and it's not good. It hasn't panned out. It's been banged up. Yada, yada, yada. They do not have a remotely is probably the wrong word. A semi-degree understanding of how to run this offense because this offense doesn't belong in the NFL. Outside of a couple of skilled position players, this offense doesn't belong on that field. Of course they're trying to win. They can't win. They can't win. And it's all been a ripple effect since that Daniel Jones contract. So that's why if you're John Mara, you don't take the easy way out, the knee jerk, the placate. oh, let's just blow it up again and expect different results. You don't do that. You don't turn into a low-rate organization. You wake up and you say, look, these are my guys. These are the guys I believe in. I had a role in this too. I'm giving them the opportunity to go get a competent quarterback. Internally, he could tell them, look, that's going to come with bringing in a real veteran who's going to run the offense next year. Whether you have that quarterback in your sights, that young quarterback, franchise quarterback in your sights in this draft or not, make that determination. But that veteran, make amends for last year, Russell Wilson, comes in here, leads this offense, leads his team, mentors that young quarterback. If it's out of this year's class, if not, fine. He's your quarterback next year, and he bridges to finding that guy the following year. That's a way more likely model for success than blowing it up and saying, all right, new regime, go find your guy, and let's hope for the best. At least you know what you're dealing with here. And you can't tell me that there are definitive better options on the table than Brian Daboll to work with a competent quarterback. He's been giving no ingredients to make any sort of success out of this situation. None. Zero. With essentially no supporting talent and Daniel Jones, he won 9 games and won a playoff game. And you can say, oh, well, that's a few years ago now. That happened. And since then, he's dealt with a Jones season-ending injury and really no solution beyond that. And this year, as we've come to realize Daniel Jones isn't even close to the answer, Brian Daboll has coached a team with no NFL quarterback on the roster. And we expect some sort of magical success out of this head coach. Are we serious with that? The results are the results. It's 10 straight losses. It's putrid. Oh, we all get that. There's no ignoring the record. But if we could put the record aside for a moment, is it practical to move off this regime entirely? Is it? I think about that deeply for a moment. Is it practical to move off this regime entirely? 888-808-1019. And if it's not practical, which I don't think it is, I think it should be run back. John Mara, you wake up this morning and you put an end to the saga, the nonsense, the months-long conversation about job security. It does nobody any good, and it just leads you into those inevitable waters of, okay, we have to make a change. Because now everything's on fire. This is your last chance if you're John Mara to do the right thing. If you're going to stick behind your guys, you do it now. 888-808-1019. Plus the one guy I want leading the Giants from an offensive standpoint moving forward in the next year. Hit on that. Big Mets news, late night, early morning. They run it back in the rotation. Bring that to you as well. Emmanuel Barbarian until 5 o'clock on The Fan.